This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Trump administration has granted a two-year pause on compliance with the Clean Air Act to more than 180 facilities, like coal power plants and medical sterilization facilities, that are polluting the air and water in 38 states and Puerto Rico. The Trump administration sidelined the Environmental Protection Agency by using a presidential exemption that can be used if the technology to implement the standard is not available and it is in the national security interests of the United States to do so. The authority has never been used before, and other utilities say they are using the pollution controls the administration claims don't exist. Trump has also invoked the national security justification for the pauses, claiming that the U.S. is in a national energy emergency out of concern that emerging industries like AI and the data centers on which AI relies will not be able to get the huge amounts of energy that they need. Democratic Senators Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island and Adam Schiff of California have introduced a bill requiring the president to get Congress's approval for such exceptions in the future. Whitehouse noted that Trump's exemptions show a willingness to abuse every loophole available to pollute for free. Damn the health consequences for Americans. If you're an Android smartphone owner, Google thinks you're worth less than an iPhone user. It's all part of Google's calculation about ad revenue and demographics. You likely don't think about this, but Google has an ad revenue amount associated with every American, with your personal value decided by what demographic you represent. For example, Android users are typically viewed as lower value ad profiles than people who use iPhones. Single mid-30s to mid-40s adults are considered to have higher ad value than a person who's a parent. Ad revenue amount is based on what these people generally tend to search for on an annual basis, which Google then categorizes and values to determine what to charge advertisers. Companies have treated their customers as commodities for decades, and the current algorithm-based average annual Google ad value of an average U.S. user is $1,600. But Bozeman, Montana, is on the map for setting the maximum estimated ad value of a person in the U.S., not the average $1,600, but $18,000. Google's algorithm calculated that a male in Bozeman, Montana, that's 35 to 44 years old and uses a desktop for high-value corporate searches, ranks for an ad revenue amount more than 10 times the national average. It's worth noting that the 35 to 44-year-old Bozeman male is the demographic profile for the user category and not a definitive statement that all of Google's most valuable users are males that live in Bozeman, Montana, in this age bracket, using a desktop to search about corporate stuff. But based on the data, Bozeman is one of the most fiercely contested local ad markets in the country, in large part due to the growing number of tech workers and recreational spending outdoors. Did you know, in the year 305 AD, Diocletian became the first Roman emperor to resign? When asked to return to politics, he declined. He was much happier growing cabbages, he said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.